I got a note from my old friend, Carl Marshall. The Salisbury Hand Drummers are back in business. Well, they've been in business, but they're going to be back in business with an open house coming up. And that is coming up on Tuesday, April the 10th. And it is going to be at the Scoville Library. Carl, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Marshall.
And you have brought in with you Andy Pyle.
Yes,
Andy.
I brought in a superb drummer with me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, superb drummer Andy Pyle. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
So now, Carl, you've come a long way from just being somebody who didn't drum to somebody who started to drum to now you're really actively involved with the Salisbury Hand Drummers.
Yes. Actually, how it all started was about 8.5 years ago. My wife and I saw a little ad in the Lakeville Journal that they were kind of a drum circle in Salisbury was just kind of in their infancy, and they were looking for some new members. So we went down one day and just never stopped going. We go once a week and really enjoy it.
And have upgraded your drums over the years.
Oh, yes. I have several drums now. You know, I started with a pretty basic one, and now, you know, at the more advanced you get in playing, you're going to want a, you know, a better instrument. So, yes, I've got myself a real nice drum.
Now, Andy, what about you? Leaning towards the microphone there, how long have you been drumming?
It's about 4 years.
And why did you start? Were you always interested in music?
I was always envious of my musical friends at parties and such. They would get together and play, and they, you know, I'd hang around with them, and they'd be like, "Oh, get a guitar," but guitar makes too many noises.
That's right.
So the drums more simplistic.
All right. Well, so now let's talk a little bit about the Salisbury Hand Drummers and what can people expect when they join? Let's say somebody out there is intrigued and said, "Well, I don't really have a drum. I can't really join."
Well, what we're doing here is this on April 10th, Tuesday night. We've had this a couple times before. It's a good opportunity for somebody that, you know, would have some interest in it and would like to try it. What we're going to do is we're going to set the evening aside for hopefully some new people to come down there. No drumming experience is necessary. We will have extra drums for you to play, and we'll start with some real basic rhythms and show you just, you know, so in other words, you can get started. And also, it'll be a fun evening. I mean, you know, we're John Marshall, who is our facilitator of the circle there, is a professional musician, and he is excellent hand drummer. And it'll be a lot of fun, just learning the basics of drumming. And then if it's something you're interested, then you just continue to go down Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock.
Now, is there something that you two can play for us here for a minute or two?
Yes, we did. We both brought our drum down here. Okay. It's a piece that we're working on right now. Most of our rhythms are West African rhythms that we're learning. And we're learning a piece right now. We've been working on it for a few weeks. There's actually three parts to it, but as Marshall can see, because he's looking, there's only two of us
<That's>
here.
<right. laughs>
Yeah, so we can't do all three parts, but we can certainly do two of them. So we've, you know, we can kind of just play that, what we're kind of learning right now. And it's a fun piece. We've been working on it for a few weeks.
And when you say when you're learning, you guys are fairly advanced drummers now. I'm not going to say you're totally advanced, but you're fairly advanced drummers.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I mean, we're not professional drummers,
no.
But certainly, you know, I've got over 8 years under my belt, and I suspect I've learned a thing or two in 8 years.
All right.
So
this is something that experienced drummers in the Salisbury Hand Drummers are working on now. So.
Correct, yes. Okay. Yep. And in our drum circle, like we regularly have about 12, 14 people meet each week, sometimes a little bit more. And and the nice thing about our drum circle is now we have a very good core group. Most of the people have been in our group several years and show up very regularly. So, you know, we've learned to work together very well with each other.
Okay, so let's listen to this first thing you guys are working
on. Oh, okay. So we have a little piece here we're going to work on right now. And what we're going to do is let me explain a little bit what we're going to do. We're going to start it with a call. That's what we call it. And Andy's going to do that. And then I'm going to follow right up with what he plays. And then I'm going to be playing, let's just for simplicity call it part A. I'll be playing that for a little bit. And then Andy's going to come in with his part, which is part B, and then it'll show how they overlap each other and how they go together, and then we'll just end it up with a call at the end. So how does that sound, Marshall? So we're going to have Andy here just momentarily start it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, for anybody, this is the great thing about live music, and you can appreciate this, Carl, and Andy. I think you'll also appreciate it. The feeling that you get when you hear the drums, you don't only hear it, you feel it. And in this studio, which is separated from them, by the way, there's a couple of things that are not solid down, and they from the bass beat of the drum, they were shaking. And I think that's the one thing people don't understand about what's so glorious about live music is that not only can you hear it, but you feel it.
Yes, you definitely feel it. It's kind of like you can feel the rhythm just kind of like pulsating within your body. And this was just two of us playing. Yeah. And then you get 15 people playing. It's very invigorating. That's a good way to describe it. You can go there tired, but believe me, you won't end tired.
now, with drumming, we're talking with Carl Marshall, Andy Piles with him. The Salisbury Hand Drummers have an open house coming up where you can go and find out what's going on, see if you'd like to join. Tuesday, April 10th at the Scoville Library. Is it the Wardell Room or is it right in the library?
It is downstairs in the back.
Okay, all right. So that's where you can go. What's interesting is when you pick up something like drums or even a guitar or whatever, the more you play it, the longer you play it, it's something that it's not status quo. You're always learning.
Oh, absolutely. We're always learning. Well, we're always learning new pieces. Plus, you just learn your own technique as time goes by. You just learn to get a little better. Well, you know, you make a serious effort about it, which I think just pretty much all of us do.
And once again, if somebody out there is listening and they're interested in this, you don't need a drum. They have drums for you to use if you can go.
That's correct.
And find out. And even until you actually can get a drum, they have drums that you can use if you decide, hey, you know what, this is something that I want to do. This is something I want to join.
What happens almost with everybody there, they may go one time, and if they enjoy it, they come back. And if you're starting to enjoy it and get into it, after about a month or so, you're going to want your own drum. I mean, it's just because you want to practice at home, and you want to be playing the same drum on a weekly basis. And the nice thing about it, this is not expensive to get into. You can get a pretty good beginning drum for about $150. That'll sound fine. So,
can you guys play something that a beginner might want to, that you would teach a beginner? Just a little something that you might teach a beginner?
I can. Well, certainly we can do that. We had a piece that right at the very beginning I learned, and sometimes we give words to it, and we call it Walk the Fat Dog. And you kind of see it, and it's kind of a fun piece, very easy to play, and it sounds nice, and somebody can learn it really quick. And what we'll do is I'll start it up, Andy will come in, and then we'll kind of do a little free play over it while one person's still playing it. And it can sound pretty neat. And we'll do that for maybe a couple minutes. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, very good.
Here you go.
I'll start it up. You go in, and then I'll do a little free play over while you're playing, okay? Okay, so it's...
That is great. That's called Walk the Dog.
That is called Walk the Fat Dog.
Walk the Fat Dog.
Yes, Walk the Fat Dog.
And that does sound like a fairly easier beat to pick up.
It is a fairly easy beat. Yeah, it's not that difficult to pick up.
All right. Now, once again, this open house for the Salisbury Hand Drummers is Tuesday, April 10th, and it's at 7 p.m. And now, by the way, the group meets every Tuesday, right?
Every Tuesday, Scoville Library, downstairs at 7 p.m.
All right. Do you want to play us out with a little something?
And the group has a Facebook page, so you
Is it also the Salisbury Hand Drummers on Facebook?
Salisbury Hand Drummers.
All right.
And there's instructional stuff and notifications in case we're not meeting, whatever.
All right.
Yes, right. So you want to do a check us out on Facebook. Sharon, the Salisbury Hand Drummers. Yeah, sure.
All right. So let's take us out with a little bit of
okay, you want to lead us here, Randy? Lead us in a little something.
Guys.